We are live at Halloween on Central here on Sunday afternoon. It is a gorgeous day in the Sunshine City, and we are with the Executive Director of the Edge District Association, Roger Curlin. I know you've been a busy man here getting ready for this.
We've been working on it since February, and the community has really come together. The businesses have come together. It's going to be a fabulous day. So if folks are St. Peter nearby, better get to Central Avenue in the heart of the Edge and the Grand Central Districts.
Yeah, well, what's the history of this event? It's not been around all that long.
So it's only our third year. The first year, the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership and Car Free St. Pete launched it, and then PSTA stepped up as title sponsor last year to make it happen, and then we had another angel. So Grove Financial Federal Credit Union stepped in to help this year. Yeah. So it's only the third year, but we're going to have over 100,000 people here today.
Well, let's talk about logistics a little bit, because we are here in the first half hour of the event. How about getting here? How about parking and all of that?
So Tropicana Field, the Tampa Bay Rays and the city of St. Pete have made that parking free all day long. So Tropicana Field, thousands of parking spaces along the Grand Central District. There's great neighborhoods over there where folks can park and wander in. And then the Sunrunner, so PSTA has made the Sunrunner free all day. So if you're by any route, there's a bunch of ways to get here.
Yeah, well, that is terrific. Let's talk about some of the things people will see as they walk along Central Avenue.
So we've got music up and down, like Radio St. Pete is like our favorite partner. So they're blaring great local music right here. We have DJs, we've got live music, we've got roving entertainment. There's pet costume contest, adult costume contest, and a dance contest here in front of Radio St. Pete and Expedia Cruises. So come down for that.
And that's going to happen at 1, 2, 3, and 4 today. And we are getting some help from the new Mint House.
Yeah, the new Mint House is here. They're going to help give prizes and help do the judging, and it's going to be a great time. So I tell people it's time for kids to be kids and adults to be kids again. So it's going to be a great affair.
One additional bit of information, there are two cross streets open across Central. So if you're driving on either of the first avenues, you can get across. And where can you do that?
So 16th Street is open to vehicular traffic, so you can cross between, and if you're going as a pedestrian moving between events, you know, the lights will stop. There are police there to help you get across. But 16th Street and then also 31st Street and MLK 9th Street, those are your three areas that you can go right through Central.
Okay, great. And that dance contest we just mentioned, again, will occur on the hour, 1, 2, 3, and 4. We have some prizes to give away to the costume dancers, and we hope to have some fun with that.
Well, thank you guys so much. I love the partnership with Radio St. Pete. You're amazing, and it's all about community and all the businesses coming together. So thank y'all.
Terrific. Roger Curlin, Executive Director of the Edge District Association, here in the first hour of Halloween on Central 2023. We're speaking with Daniel Negron of the brand new Mint House in St. Pete, all set up right next to our Radio St. Pete tent at MLK and Central. We're just underway with Halloween on Central, and Daniel, what do you have set up here?
So we have our whole Halloween set up here with our tables and decor here, promoting not only our Mint House, but just being a part of the community. We have our candy set out. We have our prizes for our dance competitions we're going to be having throughout the rest of the day. Ready for a fun-filled rest of the day.
Yeah, and couldn't find a better day weather-wise to be out here. We got blue sky. It's not overwhelmingly hot, at least yet.
Not at all. We couldn't have asked for better weather. We are out here in our costumes. We have the whole Adams family, Morticia Adams in her long dress and wig, so we definitely appreciate the cooler weather.
Well, let's talk just a minute about your wonderful new property here in St. Pete. You've not been open all that long, but what is the Mint House?
So Mint House is a residential hospitality company. So we just opened our property here in St. Pete in June. So it's just been a couple of months since we opened. But what we specialize in are apartment-style accommodations. So we have 100 units here on site. We operate just like a hotel, so you can stay for one night or up to 90 days. And we have apartment-style units, so all of our rooms are equipped with a full kitchen, a washer and dryer, a private balcony or patio. We have a resort-style pool on site. as well as some other amenities you're used to from a hotel.
Terrific. And we will be there, actually, with Radio St. Pete on the 28th of November for our fall fundraiser. And we'll have live music. I guess, depending on weather, you've got a couple of spots to put us.
Oh, my God, yeah. We're super excited to host you guys there for the fundraiser. We have a gorgeous poolside space that we're hoping to utilize that day. If weather permits, if it's not too hot, it'll be perfect. But, you know, we're ready to host you guys from one of our interior spaces, too, and maybe even from one of our larger rooms. So it's going to be a lot of fun and creative.
Indeed. We will have dozens of local musicians involved with our fundraising on the 27th of November and again on Tuesday, Giving Tuesday, November the 28th. And Mr. Negron, thank you so much. And welcome to Mint House to St. Pete.
No, thank you guys so much. I'm excited to partner with you guys and have a fun rest of the day.
Indeed. We are at Halloween on Central here, Sunday afternoon. Radio St. Pete is live all afternoon. Stop by and see us. We are at the easternmost point of the event, which is right at MLK and Central. So we're closest to downtown. And then, of course, the event goes for many, many blocks, a couple of miles west on Central Avenue. It is all blocked off. You can cross Central at 16th Street if you're trying to get from north to south. Otherwise, this is all going to be a private space, a block to vehicular traffic. So there will be plenty of room for the entire family and lots of fun all afternoon. A reminder, our first dance contest is coming up at 1 o'clock. Stephanie Hinton will be with us here at MLK and Central. We have some prizes to give away, and hope you will stop by and see us. Live at Halloween on Central with Jay Kolb, I'm Joe Bordeaux. Let's continue with great local music here from Tampa Bay local musicians on Sunshine 96.7 FM.
Radio, say hi. I am here at Radio St. Pete on Central, and I have some very cute young gentlemen. Say hi.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. All right, well, that was a great try. Thank you, guys.
We are live on Radio St. Pete at Halloween on Central, Sunday afternoon. And we are sitting with
James Kay from Expedia Cruises.
Expedia Cruises happens to be strategically located right behind our Radio St. Pete tent this afternoon. And we thank you for the ability to plug in.
We're glad to be here with you.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the air.
There you go.
Well, tell us, you have quite a display here set up. You are getting into this Halloween event.
Oh, sure. Well, why not? This is our second year doing it. It was so great last year. We couldn't miss it this year, especially with our having our store at 909 Central. Mm-hmm. It's a bonus, you know?
Yeah. We're at the east end of Halloween on Central. This is where the event begins, and it continues for a couple of miles west on Central. You can cross Central at 16th Street. Otherwise, things are pretty much blocked off this afternoon of vehicular traffic. But let's describe the display. This is radio, so you have to explain
live.
What you have.
We're live. Or stop by. We'd love to see you here today. But keep in mind, we're more than just cruises. We're a full travel agency. So anywhere you want to go in the world, air, land, or sea, we can get you there and back in style.
That sounds great. And what is this pirate ship next to us?
We're just getting into the whole theme of Tampa Bay and pirates, you know, Gasparilla and all that. So we figured we'll have a good big blow up. So we're getting a lot of people stop by and get their selfies with it, you know?
Thanks indeed. Well, we are at Halloween on Central Sunday afternoon. It continues until 5 o'clock this afternoon. We certainly hope you will stop by and see us at MLK and Central, or otherwise just enjoy a block or two or ten of what should be a beautiful event going west from MLK on Central. No traffic today, just at this point, families, children, and a lot of costumed, happy-looking people.
Exactly. And we're going to be here for you. So come by and see the station and see us.
Otherwise, pretty much nonstop local music from local Tampa Bay musicians all afternoon long here on 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. It is Halloween on Central Sunday afternoon. We have a little more than an hour to go here this afternoon before the event concludes, but it certainly has been a good one. I have reports from 25 blocks to the west that It's jam-packed, and looks like they probably will reach the expected attendance, tens of thousands of people here in downtown and a bit further west St. Pete on this Sunday afternoon. Mike Rickard has stopped by. You hear Mike multiple times a week on Radio St. Pete, and got several new programs connected with our Florida sports stream, and that is beginning to take on a life of its own.
Well, we're very blessed to have the relationship with you, first of all. I want to thank you. And it's starting to take hold. People have reached out to me, wanted their own podcast. So one of the things I've been really attempting to do is get young people that want to be in radio or want to be in communications involved. And I've gotten interns from St. Pete College, interns from Eckerd College. So we've launched a show on Friday from noon to 2, and that's Fist Bump Media.
Yep.
Two young kids, Gavin Van Dyke and Joe Geiger. And these kids are doing a super job, you know, for both being eight. Actually, today, shout out to Joey. It's his 19th birthday. They're just kids. They just graduated from Boca Ciega. And then two kids, 24 years of age, Raymond James Financial Advisors, Oscar Garner III, he went to Michigan State in business school, and Alex Reba, those two kids are really solid. He went to Penn State, and we're down at Sea Dogs Brewery down in Treasure Island, and they do a Big Monday, and that's from 6 to 8 every Monday on RadioSt.Pete.com, then, of course, our Florida Sports Stream channel. And we've got a show starting next week, and it's Get Your Fit On. Get Your Fit Together with Jeff Ward and Lisa Ward, and they're award-winning bodybuilders and fitness people. And they're going to mix it up with specific input, assistance, but some humor. We include them in our golf show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to that. And there's two or three that you and I have discussed. We're going to do a baseball.
Right.
We're going to do a hot stove type. Mm-hmm. We've talked to Peter Gollenbach, John Bacchia.
Right.
I talked to Jeff Mangold, was with the Yankees prior. He wants to be involved in it. Rick Vaughn, the former communications director of the Tampa Bay Rays. They all love the concept, and I want to get you involved, Joe.
Yeah.
And we'll just talk baseball, and it'll be history. Won't be really a lot of analysis of the 2024 season, but we'll mix that in.
Right.
So that's one that I'm really excited about. And then looking at all in the last 3 years, we're going on 3 years, believe it or not, down here at Ferg Sports Bar, just a few blocks to the west of us. We're going on 3 years. I've had a lot of authors, the majority of them are sports related. I want to start a podcast with these authors and assemble them and keep adding more and more to them, kind of like you do with local music, local authors.
Right.
And it'll be sports and fitness, but I'm looking forward to that as well.
Well, as you can see, the concept of the Radio St. Pete platform is broader than just local music. I mean, we're where local music lives on the FM, but now we have two other channels with a lot of content, including our brand new Florida Sports Stream. So we encourage our listeners who may not have found it yet to go online and click on RadioSt.Pete.com and click on the Florida Sports Stream. Check us out. There's a schedule there to find out when these shows are on, and then we archive and podcast them after. And
one of the things, Joe, that I know you're behind a lot, and I almost omitted, was our commitment to the local high schools. And there's no one, there really isn't anyone in the area that has embraced that. And with Florida Sports Stream now, as we did on Tuesday night, we had the Sunbash Basketball Media Day live from Ferg's. And that includes 16 teams from across Florida, primarily, the Tri-County area. But that's a resounding success. And then December 28th to the 30th, we do play-by-play up at Northside Christian.
Right.
We're going to continue to do more and more of that. And with Mark Ferguson, my partner in this venture, we're going to have media days for all the schools, all the kids. You name the sport, we'll do media days. So now we'll be a magnet for that younger generation.
Right.
And that was the thought and the goal, but also to recognize them regardless of their wins and losses. They need to be recognized for participation and doing positive things.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your earlier point, we both go back a long way in broadcasting and in other ventures. I got out of it for 4 decades and found myself back in it. But back in our day, there were opportunities, and they were little radio stations in small markets where you could go and learn how to do radio. And those jobs are mostly gone now, and there's really no opportunities for folks to really learn, you know, sports broadcasting, for example. But also broadcast journalism is really hard, you know, to get, you know, hone the skills you need to get one of the few jobs that exist.
Well, you know, and that's how I looked at it with these youngsters that had graduated from Bogie. They both had a vision and a dream, and unfortunately, they're not going to get on with the ESPN affiliates or any of the big boys.
Yeah.
So we're actually, you know, we're re-pioneering what we knew.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a resounding success. And when we work with the high schools and tell them about it, the colleges love it.
Yeah.
We're actually giving these kids, they're getting interns hours for business as well as communications.
Right.
And because we're a small business,
and they
learn the ins and outs and the day-to-day realization that it's not as glorified as it seems.
Yeah.
But they have a passion. That's the beauty. Like you had a passion.
Yeah. And we're experiencing that today where we're broadcasting from Central Avenue at MLK. We've got our tent. It's a little bit warm here. We've been here 5 hours, and we're working hard.
I know how that commitment is in the sports world up here at Ferg's. And you have a lot of characters coming by. I see Jay Kolb right here. He's weathering the storm and doing a great job. By the way, I want to applaud you guys. You know, the genres that you've expanded into now. You know, you got blues in the afternoon for an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't anything you really haven't pushed the button on as far as music and reaching people.
Yeah, we're definitely trying. Well, tune in for Mike Rickard. You can hear him on the tee at 5 o'clock on Thursday afternoon on the Florida Sports Stream. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg's, 11:06 on Saturday morning. And hear the rest of Mike's talented young core of budding new broadcasts.
Up and comers, yeah.
Right here.
We can say we knew them when, Joe.
Exactly. They'll be on, well, you know, I'll end with one final story. I was watching the World Series, and there's a guy, the play-by-play guy on Fox is Joe Davis, okay? 10 years ago, I was doing the Carolina Mudcats game from Huntsville, Alabama, and the home broadcaster was Joe Davis in double-A ball. He's now doing the World Series on Fox. Well, anyway, I opened the window in my booth to meet the kid next door who was doing the voice of the Huntsville Stars. He says, "Joe, I'm Joe Davis." And I thought it was a joke because we were in Joe Davis Stadium. But there was no relation. But, you know, now, 10 years later, this guy's doing the biggest thing in baseball.
The Huntsville team
was
at one time owned by Randy Owens of Alabama. Because I worked for the AAA Cubs, and they were going to do the show on Labor Day, and he came up to me after the game, and he said, "Hey, before we go on, we're in the playoffs. I own the Huntsville team. This is 1997. Yeah. Can we go upstairs and find a way to pick it up?" And I did pick it up, but I don't know if he still owns that club, but that's kind of a unique story.
So we got a connection there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Mike Rickard, thank you very much for stopping by. I know it's busy up at Ferg's here this afternoon as well for Halloween on Central that continues this afternoon until 5.